pemiro tsimaravira nze kwaduka mai vanoti mwana wangu wanga uripiko tsimaravira nze kwaduka mai vanoti mwana wangu wanga unaniko tsimaravira nze kwaduka peragadza mwana iwe tsimaravira nze kwaduka
initializing transmission
confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears. Hello.
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 Hey.
Aww.
Oh, look at you. Hey.
Look at you in the corner.
We were just saying we're like it's been a long time since we had a live show. If you couldn't tell,
we may or may not have pre-recorded
three shows in a row.
Was it three shows?
Yeah, it was like a month.
Oh, that's such a long time. Anyways, we're back.
Hey,
for realsies, we're not lying this time.
Totes. You're listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on
Go 101.9
FM, and it's CITR.
I don't know why that was so weird.
Yeah. It's a hurdle every show.
Every show, we just don't know. We don't know what to do. I am Mbot.
Oh, and I'm Sbot.
And
you're our audience tonight.
Hello.
We love you.
Hello, audience. Speaking of audience, a special.
That's a word. It's okay.
A special shout out to everyone at Ava's birthday party. If they are listening, they get a shout out.
Happy birthday, Ava.
Happy birthday.
Right. Enough with the plugs.
All right. So we have a really fun theme today.
It is fun.
It is a fun theme.
We thought it wasn't going to be the best, but turns out it is.
It is. It's because that's how we do.
That's how we roll.
So today's show is Transmission 11.
What?
I know, 11.
Two ones. Just like us.
As opposed to two zeros?
No. Well, yeah, I guess
sometimes
so.
Our binary.
You're you, you're one. I'm one.
All right. So today's theme for Transmission 11 is robots like to learn new things.
A one-hour tutorial in audible color.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know.
And robots do like to learn new things, and so should you. And that's why we are playing this show.
Which is just new music that we like. It's really what it comes down to. How much fun would it be to say that in the beginning? Not that much fun.
Not that much fun. And this is not necessarily new releases. It's just new music that we've been listening to.
Because
sometimes you find bands many years later after they're popular.
Many.
And on the playlist chart.
We try to stick to it, though, as best we can.
As best we can. That's what our show is.
Yeah. To start it off, we will be listening to I think it's pronounced El Guincho or El Guincho, from the album Elegranza, and the track is Palmitos Park. Now, this is an artist that was recommended to me because somebody was like, it sounds really similar to that Panda Bear album that you like so much. And I was like, I do like that Panda Bear album. I should check it out. I do. I really do.
You really do.
It's similar. It's definitely... It definitely has qualities that are the same, but I feel like it's a lot more like joyful and really very playful.
Yes.
And tropical sounding.
Kind of, yes, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It does sound a bit like...
I think he's based out of Barcelona right now, but he's originally from like the Canary Islands.
It is tropical. It's like you could be on the beach.
You could be on the beach.
Or in the ocean. What did you say? This song is very under the sea, I believe.
Yeah.
Not this one, another one.
There's a comparable one that I was like, this is way too under the sea. Yeah, it's great. And after that,
we're going to be listening to some architecture in Helsinki, and this is off of a remix album.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Like It or Not, this song was originally off of what album?
This was off of Places Like These, I think it's called, which is the last album, and this is like, I guess this track kind of kicked off the remix album.
Yeah, or maybe it's kind of like a single. There's a new version 2 of Like It or Not, which we'll be playing for you. There's also an El Guincho remix.
Look at that, hey?
Of Like It
Amazing.
Or Not. Amazing. Well, we put that in there.
Just drop it in.
We're just going to drop that right in.
Oh, it was Places Like This, not Places Like These. I apologize.
It's close enough.
And it is very close. I doubt you even knew the difference.
So that's what you're going to be hearing first. So let's kick it off with...
Palmitos Park by El Guincho.
And following that, it's Like It or Not, version 2 from Architecture in Helsinki.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for my latest basket of cheers, here it goes, baby. We'll be right back. cheers. Here it goes, baby.
She's in love with you and I'm not. And just to be sure that you wanna ride, let me tell you something about New York and it's hot. Go, 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 go. As long as you love, no, it's true. There's never been a night that cuts me half as deep as you and wide for you, despite the dreams that others grew.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. How fun.
That was a little bit, it was a little bit Little Mermaid-esque.
I was really going to say that.
That might have been sang by, it's funny because I kind of forgot that the Architect in Helsinki song was also so tropical sounding and also had Sebastian singing.
It's true.
Percussions. Wind words.
There she goes.
Let's end it now.
I was supposed to stop.
All right.
We're so excited to be here doing this live that I feel like I'm a little bit drunk.
A little bit drunk, hey?
On happiness.
On life.
On life. So that track from Architecture. Why can't I say that today?
Architecture.
I know. In Helsinki was called Like It or Not Version 2.
And before that was Palmito's Park by El Gincho.
Such a good first set.
It was a good first set.
Coming up next is a set. Actually, funny story. We're going to be playing some new Ben Sinister and some new Run Chico Run, which was one of, I feel like one of the first shows that I really saw ever.
Both of them?
Both of them together.
Really?
Not one of the first, but like.
It was
up there.
It was a bit ago.
I was a bit of a newbie.
You were a wee little bot.
I was a wee little bot. And yeah, I saw them play together.
Hmm. Good set then.
I know.
And let's take you back.
I know. It's like, dude.
To the past.
I know.
The last set was like to the sea and back. Just into your past.
So this new Ben Sinister album is called Stories of Brothers, Tales of Lovers. And it's really, I've been listening to Ben Sinister for a couple, well, for, you know.
Where are they from again?
They're from Kelowna.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're really, this album is very clean, I feel. There's a lot of, when you see them a lot.
It's not filthy, hey?
No, but I mean, like, it's really, Okay, when you see them live, they have kind of this organ-y type thing that they really rock out on, this organ just like really giving her. And it's all very like
what you're doing right now.
I'm miming rocking out on an organ. And it's really like all over the place pretty loud. And I feel like this album is much like cleaner. It's very neat. Which is interesting. It's just not
Maybe they like in terms of like production value, you think?
Not even
is it
production.
Crisp, or is it like just not as
it's just not as
jammy,
place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really good. The album's really good. It's just different a little bit. Anyways, it's good. And the track we'll be playing is the first off the album called The News. Following that, we have New Run Chica Run. And this album is called Rocket Surgery, obviously.
And that's the most hilarious album cover.
And
like art in general. Of like, I don't even understand it. A person without eyes, but eyelashes and dreadlocks.
Playing like 3 synthesizers at the same time.
And like, oh, you know what? I thought those were fans like hands waving, but they're like tentacles.
Yep. This track we'll be playing is called Ghetto Treat, which I think is just in time for Halloween.
don't forget your ghetto treats for when the kids come by in your ghetto where they're just called treats.
That's what we have coming up next. So let's kick it off. This is Ben Sinister with The News, and following that, Run Chico Run and Ghetto Treats.
Get your ghetto treats.
Up on the wrong side of the bed. But it seems so strange now to sing alone with the same old song. Well, crosstown traffic's making me lose my mind. From Tenth and Main all the way across town to Fourth and Vine. But it seems so Oh,
Zipcar gets it. You live your life 4 months at a time. Commitment freaks you out. Your most expensive asset is your laptop, and even that's portable. Why own a car when you can have a Mini for cruising with friends, a roomy Yaris for moving your affordable Swedish furniture into your dorm room, and a Ford Escape for when you take a break from homework to hit the North Shore slopes?
UBC students get a sweet discount on Zipcar membership, $30 for the year. You can reserve by the hour or day, and gas, insurance, and 150 kilometers per day are always included. Your first step is to put down that slice of pizza and sign up at zipcar.com/UBC. After that, just head to one of the locations on campus to pick up your car, and the rest is up to you.
I liked the...
Wow, wow.
It's pretty close to your rat-a-tat voice.
It is, which I can never do when you ask me to. I only do it randomly.
I won't put you on the spot.
Don't. Please don't.
I'm not.
Hey.
Welcome back.
I'm S-Bot.
I am M-Bot.
And you're listening to...
All awesome in your ears.
Oh. I feel like you just went through robo-puberty there.
I did. Jeez, what's going to happen next?
I don't know.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Anything can happen.
So awkward. On CITR 101.9
FM. We're still here. You just listened to brand new Run Chico Run. That track was called Ghetto Treat off of their Rocket Surgery album.
And it certainly was a ghetto treat.
It certainly was. And before that, Ben Sinister with The News. And...
I liked it, actually.
It was really good. It did sound a little bit like a musical.
It did.
I agree with you. I don't even know what to call those kinds of musicals.
Like Little Shop of Horrors style musical? Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Like cult musicals?
I guess so, yeah. But purposefully so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, it sounded really good. And then you heard an ad and now we're here.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. What do we have next?
Next up is... A new Spiritualized album recently came out. It's called Songs in A&E. The track we'll hear is Soul on Fire, which I'm pretty sure was the first single, too. Spiritualized is a little bit hit and miss for me. I liked them a lot more when they were Spaceman 5. 5? Yeah. Spaceman 3. What am I talking about? Apparently, I didn't like them that much.
Your numbers mean nothing to
me. Forget it.
Does not compute.
Yeah, when it was like a little bit more like space rock, I guess. Now, I feel like it's a lot more minimal now, but it's still nice. It's nice to hear a new Spiritualized album. And then after that is a new Anthony the Johnsons EP.
I know, you love him.
I really do. I feel like his voice is just so unique. And I guess this is like his first... I think the track... that we're not going to hear, but one of the tracks on it is like the leading track off of the new album that's coming out, which I think is called The Crying Light is the new album, but it's not out yet. But this is the EP that's coming out just before it. And I guess it's his first kind of work since being with Hercules and Love Affair mm-hmm. on that album, which was, I would have never saw it coming, but it sounded great.
What's the track called?
The track's going to be called Sing For Me. Yeah, I guess that's all I got. So here's Soul on Fire by Spiritualized, and after that, Anthony Johnson's with Sing For Me.
Born on a black day, shot through with starlight, and all the angels singing, you just about got it right. Cut through with silver, and goodness in heaven knows. Don't know where we're going, darling. So much freedom.
when you've no one left to hurt. I said, baby, set my soul on fire. I got two little arms to hold on tight, and I want to take it higher. Baby, never should say never. I got a hurricane inside my veins, and I want to stay forever. To be gone soon. Saw her fall like a fountain of dust. She used to play me around the corner. She chased me to my soft, soft bed. Soft, soft bed. Soft, soft bed. Soft, soft bed.
Such a robo crush on
him. It really is so beautiful to me.
It is very beautiful. It's his voice.
It is his voice. It's not even. It's funny because it's not even so much the songwriting. It's just he like uses it as like a vehicle for his voice, and his voice is beautiful.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, that was Anthony and the Johnsons from the new EP Another World. That was Sing For Me. And before that was Spiritualized with Soul on Fire.
These are also
is
your
this me
two.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. up next is we're gonna listen to Mogwai's latest album, The Hawk Is Howling. I feel like Mogwai is kind of the same as Spiritualized with me. It's a little bit hit and miss.
I agree.
Yeah. Mogwai, I don't
totally
know.
Totally agree.
I think I started listening to Mogwai at the same time that I started listening to Sigur Rós.
Oh.
And Mogwai seemed like really interesting, and it seemed like they had something to say, and I feel like they just like recycled the sound. I guess Sigur Rós in some ways too, but they've like really recycled the sound for the last 3 or 4 albums, I feel. Maybe not that many. Maybe the last 2.
Hmm.
This seems pretty similar. Although this track, which is called The Sun Smells Too Loud.
Such a good name.
It's also a good track. and yeah, it's like, I feel like it's a standout. And then after that, we're going to listen to the new TV on the Radio.
I'm excited because I haven't really heard this album at all.
Oh, it's good. It's really, it's like so solid. But it's, I don't know, it's not so much like the wall of sound like you're used to, especially on the last album.
Yeah.
Return to Cookie Mountain. It's like, it's more like pared back, but it has more like, I don't know, like it has like electronic elements. It's a little bit glitchy.
It is a bit glitchy.
Hand clapping, like a ridiculous amount of hand clapping.
I love hand clapping.
I know you do. It's like they made it for you.
It's like, just for me.
Just for you. The album's called Dear Science and the track we'll hear is called Shout Me Out.
I just really like how TV on the Radio, every album they put out is different, but in a way that you really like.
Yeah, in a way that still sounds entirely like them. Like the first single off of this album, which I can't remember what it's called right now, but it's it sounds nothing like TV on the Radio and everything like TV on the Radio at the same time.
It's amazing.
It's the best.
It is the best. All right, so
so yeah, up first is Mogwai with The Sun Smells Too Loud. After that is TV on the Radio with Shout Me Out.
We'll be right back. storm. Cast me out so I can feel it in another way. I won't talk about war. Passengers high. If I could feed it for another day, it might run me dry. I know the seasons evolve to a freeze, putting hearts in the balance here. It's up to your knees and it's shifting degrees and it's choking your atmosphere. Storm, wind me out so I can feel it in another way. They won't talk about size. Distant figure in a photograph. Another eye. I know your reason is stalled and your freedom's dissolved in your passion, dear. It's burning your eyes and it's killing your mind and it's broken your atmosphere. But should you find it obscene in that gray, old dramatic theory, young hearts say, Lord, if you've got lungs, shout me out.
Download this. Every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th, the Vancouver Theatre Sports League present Improv. The internet goes offline and on stage for 90 minutes of hilarity when improv comedians from Vancouver Theatre Sports League take on Facebook, wikis, blogs and iTunes. Improv is on at the New Review stage on Granville Island every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th. Doors are 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for great student rates? Don't miss 2-for-1 Wednesdays, or get a group of 10 or more together and save as much as 35% over Ticketmaster rates. For more information, visit www.vtsl.com.
They're not the robots. We're the robots.
That was awesome. How did we not have a part in that?
I don't know. It seemed like it was tailor-made for us.
Like a crime. So, yeah, you just heard TV on the Radio with Shout Me Out. And before that, jeez.
Sorry, I got a little excited.
Busting the place up. And before that was Mogwai with The Sun Smells Too Loud. Yeah.
That was a really great track.
TV on the Radio is so damn consistent. I love it.
They are pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're good.
So we only have about, I don't know, 6 minutes left. So, yeah, we're just going to play one more track for you. Oh, yeah, before we go, though, we do have to remind everyone to stay tuned.
Yes, of course.
Because Mondo Trasho is up next. And after that, Transcendence.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of good stuff and music coming your way. So... Sorry, I got distracted. So, the last track we're going to be playing you is actually not new in any way.
That's okay.
It's Digitalism. It's off of their album, Idealism. And we're going to be playing the track, Idealistic. Well, put that in your think tank. And the reason I decided to play this, I know that Digitalism has been around for a little while, mm-hmm. but... I don't know, I just kind of started to get into them, and they actually have a new song out, which, I don't know, I'm not totally...
We weren't totally sold,
so we're like, let's go back and just play something old. But interesting about this new track is that they're having a new album come out in the new year. And as a prelude to this new album, they have released the first track.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Taken Away, and they've put it on their MySpace, and they're having a fan remixing contest where you can download Taken Away, and then the fans just post their remix on their site with the tagline, like, I believe the tagline is Taken Away contest.
Remix.
Oh, I think it's... Oh, post a comment called I remix Taken Away on the Digitalism profile, and then they'll go listen to your remix, and their favorite one will be released worldwide.
What was the deal with that car commercial? I thought it was car commercial associated.
I think that's the music video for it.
Oh, I thought it was a car commercial.
So anyways, if you have the best remix of Taken Away, it'll be put out through the Digitalism record label, which is Kitsune, I believe is how you pronounce
Kitsune,
it.
Kitsune, I think.
Kitsune. And it'll be pressed with other remixes by people...
Who remix
for reals.
For reals? Who get so paid for it?
Anyways, it's pretty cool. And I think the competition started October 17th, and you have till November 17th to do it. So go to the Digitalism MySpace. It's just www.myspace.com/digitalism. Take a listen to Taken Away. And if you do that sort of thing, remix it.
And if you want to watch a car commercial, watch the video.
I know, it's weird.
I really thought it was a car commercial. I feel like you should remix it, bot. Come on! It'll be a challenge.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Maybe I'll direct a car commercial.
Yeah. Anyway, so I thought that was kind of cool. That is their new single, so I wanted to put, since this is a show about new stuff, I figured I'd put that in there. Anyways, so now we're going to play some old Digitalism and off the show. It is, again... from their album Idealism, and the track is Idealistic.
Okay, guys.
And I guess that's it.
That's it. Oh, live show. Transition number 11.
Transition 11.
All right, I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yay.
For the next installment.
What are we going to pull out?
Who knows?
You don't knows?
Who know? Maybe knows.
have a happy Halloween.
Ooh.
That was very spooky.
I know. Ghetto treats.
Okay.
All right, good night, guys.
And with that, here's Digitalism. Good night. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.